The big cheese of staff, Rahm Emanuel, looks for new challenges.
And turns his back on the Oval Office.
What's your greatest accomplishment?
A renewed sense of hope in America.
And with that accomplishment behind him, Obama's chief of staff is looking for an upgrade. Mayor of Chicago?
Although I should say to anyone thinking about crossing me, I will end you. You will never even see it coming.
Poor Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show, and the Washington Press Corps. They're not going to have Emanuel to kick around anymore. Rahm sets out for the Third Coast. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Oh, go, Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel heads for Chicago. It's Friday, October 1st. Good morning.
Yeah, let's get a check of the top news. A NATO fuel convoy was torched this morning in Pakistan. That's a day after Pakistan closed a major border crossing into Afghanistan. 27 tankers were parked at a terminal after being turned back at the border. And joining us now is Christian Science Monitor's South Asia Bureau Chief, Ben Arnoldy. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Clearly, this is an important border crossing. Around 80% of NATO supplies for the campaign in Afghanistan travel through Pakistan. Do we know any details about this attack in terms of who carried it out and why?
We don't know yet who carried it out. There's speculation that a lot of these attacks on the tankers that happened over the years are in retaliation for the drone strikes that NATO launches in Pakistan's tribal areas.
Do Pakistanis have the ability to close down these supply routes into Afghanistan?
Not yet, but they have the opportunity to make it a little bit difficult. The supply routes through Pakistan have really hit a lot of disruptions lately. First, there was the massive Pakistani floods washed out some of the roads. And then, the government in Pakistan recently closed one of the two border crossings into Afghanistan. And now this is a pretty major militant attack on the trucks. But there have been these sporadic attacks ongoing. So the incident sort of highlights all of these three challenges for the supply routes that go through Pakistan. And they're increasingly important as more U.S. troops get sent to the region as part of the surge in Afghanistan. On the other hand, there is an alternate route that NATO has developed through some of the Central Asian republics. And that's taken a little bit of pressure off of the NATO supply lines.
That's the Christian Science Monitor's Ben Arnoldy. Thank you so much.
Other big international story this morning. The chief of Ecuador's national police has handed in his resignation after rebellious officers tear-gassed and roughed up President Rafael Correa. Soldiers needed to rescue the president from a hospital where he was trapped most of the day. This morning, the military is in charge of public order once again, and President Correa is calling the nationwide uprising an attempt to overthrow his government.
And as we spoke about, the White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is expected to step down this morning. He's going to run for the mayor of Chicago, worst-kept secret in Washington. Deputy Chief of Staff Pete Rouse is expected to take over, at least in the interim. And Continental United are expected to finalize their merger today that will create the world's largest airline.
New economic numbers out this morning. Consumer spending rose by a moderate 0.4% last month, while incomes increased by the largest amount in 8 months. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are trading on the news. They are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,788. The S&P opens at 1,141, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,368. So listeners have been sending us photos of what around them indicates their economic status. This hour, we're going to page through that photo album to figure out how you define class in America, or define yourself. That's later on this hour. You can still share your own photos and look at the ones of other fellow listeners by going to thetakeaway.org.
But first, a look at Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, heading back home to Chicago and try to become the mayor. What is the role of the chief of staff in a modern presidency? We'll talk about it in a few minutes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
wherever you get your podcasts.